beautiful people. Overreaction Monday, week 5, October 11th. One half of the Men and Man pod, Darius Butler, yours truly, presented by Blue Wire. Do we have our, I don't have our little joint on here. Let's see. Oh, yeah, there it is. Hey, man, great week this week, for me at least. I hope you follow the pick. Hope you listen to the show on Saturday. Me and AB had a pretty good week. I had a great week, an outstanding week. I would be talking my shit to AB right now, but he is currently landing. He'll be jumping on shortly. But man, oh man, what a beautiful Thursday, Sunday. You know, got back in the, well, I was in the green, but really got in the green. Let me see what these these early comments looking like. Packers are dead. What is this? What is this? Terrible comments. Overreactions. Drop some of your overreactions in here in the comment box. We're definitely gonna get to them. We got 5 mailbags today, the most we've had so far. So appreciate you guys sending those videos in, asking questions. We're definitely gonna get to them, and I'll probably wait until AB gets in here to kind of talk about all of these games. But these are our picks. These are our records so far through week 5. Obviously, we have tonight, Monday Night Football, our Colts versus the Ravens, Monday Night Football. Unfortunately, we both picked Ravens to win and cover tonight. But through week 5, 47-32 overall on the money line picks for me, 41-38 against the spread. This week, 14-1. If I would have just picked Pittsburgh to win that game, I didn't have faith in Big Ben. I didn't. Are the Broncos frauds? They fooled me. I know they had a weak schedule out of the gate, kind of just like the Panthers. And when I went on Pat McAfee's show, I believe Boston Connor asked me at that point, they were 3-0. And he asked me who were the biggest pretenders of the undefeated bunch. I picked the Panthers, and they've been 0-2 since. But I think the Broncos have been 0-2 since as well. Raiders as well. I picked the Raiders to lose yesterday against the Chicago Bears, which they did. But 14-1 this week, man. Oh, I can't wait till AB get in here so I can talk my shit. If y'all, a couple of y'all remember, actually, you know what? I'm going to be a graceful winner. I'm going to be a graceful winner this week, man. You know, it's a team game. You know, I'm going to act like I've been there before. You know, I'm going to act like I've been there before. But y'all remember that energy Antoine had a couple weeks ago when he was on his shit. I was a little bit off point, you know. You know, I know y'all remember, right? Wouldn't let me talk. My internet was messing up a little bit, in and out. But, you know, I'm going to win with class. I'm going to win with grace. But 14-1. Woo! That Sunday night game, man. Actually, before we even get to this Sunday night game, for those day ones that have been in here since last year, since last season, if it's anything you know, you know that I've been in and I've been driving this bus. I've been letting people in along the way. Every week, a couple more people jump in. Every week, come on, get y'all. The bus, you got to open the front and the back door at the same time. Y'all probably don't know that life, but city, get in. It's more and more people every week. Every week is more and more people getting on this bus. It's a double decker at this point. Soon we cutting it off. No more entry. But I've been driving this bus for some time now. If y'all been here for a while, y'all know what bus I'm talking about. It's big, tall, strong white guy on the side. Got number 10 on the chest, baby blue jersey, couple lightning bolts, blonde flowing locks. I'm not talking about G. I'm talking about Justin. I don't know his middle name. I got to figure it out. Justin Herbert, man. Justin Herbert. Man, I've been telling y'all for a minute, man. I've been telling y'all for a minute about this guy. I mean, who's clicking shit? Did I click that? Tone, you back there clicking shit, Tone? What's going on, man? We need to leave this up right here. We got to talk about this guy. I got a Superman Father's Day card my daughter got me, but we talking about Superman right now. 47-42. This is another game, obviously, that I picked correctly for the winner in the spread. Started out early, the early line for this game, the Browns were actually favored by 1.5. And then come game time, the Chargers were favored by 2.5 points. And they covered. I mean, the game was absolutely ridiculous. Believe what? 89 points, over 1,000 yards gained. Just an unbelievable game. Baker Mayfield played well. He played good. But, I mean, they had 500 yards of offense. I think one of the first teams in history to have the stats and put up the numbers that the Browns did, over 220 yards rushing, and lose the game. I do a pregame show with PFF, and one of my, hot takes, dare I say takes, I say, hey, look, because last year I was saying Herbert was like a top eight quarterback probably halfway through the season. Once the season ended, coming into this year, I said, hey, this dude, hey, we got to get this. Matter of fact, we got to do a little flashback film. But I said, hey, this guy going to be a top five guy this year, coming in this year. And at this point, if I'm starting a franchise, I said it a couple weeks ago, for the next 10 years, I got to pick one quarterback, anybody, it's Justin Herbert. That's just, that's what it is for me. Y'all heard Drew Brees talk about him at that long halftime. I kind of fell asleep towards the end of that game last night. You heard Drew Brees talking about him. Dude's just different, man. The weapons around him. Brandon Staley, his coach. I mean, that's a part of the reason why I'm more bullish than ever on this kid, because his coach, probably one of the smartest coaches in the league, how he, combines using, analytics and then the common football sense. He got the onions to go for it, went for it multiple times, went for two. Just, it's kind of like the evolution of where the game is going. But, man, this kid, man, I can't say nothing about this kid. Now, that defense got to tighten up if they want to go and really compete for a championship. Like I said, 220 yards plus rushing. Baker Mayfield had one of his best games. He was struggling coming in this game the last couple weeks. He had one of his best games against this defense. So the defense is definitely going to have to tighten up. And that's probably the only thing that separates them by a very tiny margin behind the Buffalo Bills right now in that AFC, on the AFC side. I would say those are the two top teams right now on that AFC side. But man, this kid is special. Kevin, this guy, okay, Kevin Kearney, you were there. I mean, I can imagine the atmosphere in that building. What was going on. Derwin had 14 tackles in the second half. I thought he had it in the first half, but Derwin James flying around being Derwin James. But man, I know that defense lost Murray. Adderley had a terrible missed tackle late, but defense got to clean some things up, which I would expect a better defensive effort week in and week out with Brandon Staley at the helm. But when you got a guy that can score 47 points if he needs to, hey, man. Tried to tell y'all, man. Okay, I got Uso. I just want to know. Let me get a couple testimonies from the audience of Uso. I need to know who's sold now, because I've been fighting with people for Justin Patrick Herbert. Okay, so ironic, interesting. Justin Patrick Herbert. So I got them winning AFC West this year. I got them in that AFC title game. I mean, that's not a crazy statement to make now. Maybe 2 weeks ago, people would have looked at you crazy, but not so much now, man. Sunday Night Football. This was coming into this game, big game. Obviously two of the brightest young quarterbacks in the league, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes has been putting up ridiculous numbers. Josh Allen had been putting up ridiculous numbers against some you know, subpar, you know, weak opponents, but they were 40, 35, 43, like those. And then they went up and put 38 against this Chiefs defense. This Chiefs defense is historically bad right now. I think they're allowing like over 7 yards a play as a defense. I mean, just looking bad, you know, front, back on every level. It's not looking good. So they got to figure some things out. You know, a lot of people just felt like, hey, you know, they can give up however many yards, however many points a game. We got Patrick Mahomes. We got, you know, Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy calling plays. We got Ty Hill. We got Kelsey. We'll be good. Y'all chill, relax. But you, as you can see, these other – and that's why you always got to pump your brakes. You know, when people jump out and make these statements and hey, you know, this guy or this team is going to dominate for the next 10, 15 years. They're going to win 10 Super Bowls, 8 Super Bowls. Oh, this guy, you know, watch out, Tom Brady. Like, watch out with those records. Like, I mean, look, it's talented guys that come through this league all the time. But it's a lot that has to go right every week, every year. Team-wise, injury-wise, all these different things got to be in your favor for you to have that type of sustained dominance in this league. So a lot of people jumped on, you know, the Chiefs and Mahomes. Rightfully so. Mahomes is still, if you said, hey, this is, most people would still consider him the best quarterback, you know, in the league. You know, I'll outside of myself. He's one of them. Somebody, if I ended up with Patrick Mahomes, I wouldn't feel bad at all. I just got Herbert just slightly above there. But most people still say Patrick Mahomes is that guy, which he is. He's that dude. But it's tough to just be that dominant for a long period of time. The guy that, you know, that's really Kyler Murray, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Herbert, Dak, Tom Brady still, Aaron Rodgers, Joe Burrow. Like, it's so many young and old, you know, quarterbacks that can do it, you know, week in and week out. So, you know, they obviously Chiefs dealing with some injuries. But last place in AFC West right now, last place in the division right now, which is crazy. I think the Chiefs are 4-1, Raiders 3-2, Broncos 3-2. And now you have the Chiefs sitting at 2-3. I don't think anybody had that after week 5. But, I mean, that's the NFL, baby. You got to go out there and play the games. Now, I'm not going to overreact and say, you know, the Chiefs are in trouble or they won't make the playoffs or something like that. But some things definitely got to tighten up. Some things definitely got to tighten up. Somebody put – I know somebody in trolling. Somebody put Aaron Darnold over the Chiefs. But, you know, still a young, great quarterback. Obviously still going to do a lot of great things in this league, but the Chiefs are struggling right now. But Bills, man, that defense is playing well, turning them over. Rousseau is looking like a great pick up front. I love those safeties. Micah Hyde got him a nice pick six off a tip pass. I always talk about tips and overthrows. I think that play was cover one robber too. One of my favorite coverages to play, especially against quarterbacks like Patrick Mahomes, like Aaron Rodgers. You know, you kind of – and then when you have safeties that can do multiple things like Poirier and Hyde, like Kareem Jackson and Justin Simmons, you got safeties that can alternate and do similar things that can make it tough on the quarterback to keep a beat, keep a read, and as opposed to, hey, I know this guy's always going to be in a box. This guy's going to always be deep. You have safeties that can do multiple things that make it tough for them to get that pre-snap read. And, you know, they did a great job funneling. Tyreek Hill dropped the pass. It was still a good pass on point. I think it was third and five, crossing route, tip pass, boom, Hyde caught it, took it to the crib. Russo had a tip pick. Hey, man, that's football, baby. But Leslie Frazier has this defense balling right now. So Buffalo Bills, a lot of people saying they're the best team in the league right now. Because of their dominance on both sides of the ball, man, I can't crown the best team in the league right now, but if I had to go top four, Cardinals got to be up there, still undefeated. Cardinals, Bills. Dare I say the Cowboys look damn good. Chargers, you got to think the Chargers, you know, they played the football team, Dallas, the Browns, the Raiders, and one more, Chiefs. Like, those some good teams, good quarterbacks. And now they got the Ravens coming up. So for them to be sitting at 4-1, in my opinion, should have been 5-0. They got cheating in that Dallas game, which is my opinion. They got to be up there. And then somebody top five, because the Bucs are up there as well. Cowboys, Bucs, no order. Cowboys, Bucs, Cardinals, Chargers, Bills on the top five right now. And then you got the Rams, you got some other. But, hey, early in the season, week five. Let me get to a question before I go to some of these other games. Let's see. Oh, wait, hold on. What's this? I didn't know you clipped this up, Tom. Darius was right. Let me see what this clip is first.
Week five. Hey, this got to be the week for you.
I'm taking the Falcons. So I think the Panthers lose to Jalen Hurts. I like the Bucs to win this game, and I like the Bucs to cover the 9.5-point spread. I'm
taking the Saints, though. I'm taking the Saints money line.
I got the Titans to win.
Hey, I'm with you.
Detroit Lions, I think they cover that spread, that 10-point spread. But the Vikings win the game. I'm taking Green Bay. I'm taking Green Bay with the points as well. I'm taking the Patriots to win. Woo! I think we're going to be on opposite sides in this one, too. I'm rolling with Jay Fields on this one. Jay Money.
I got the Bears, man.
I'm going with the Chargers here. Who you got?
Same.
Cowboys win. Cardinals win. Cardinals cover. I got the Bills, too. I got the Bills winning this one.
You know, hopefully you make some money this week. And even if you don't, enjoy the games, man.
Yes, sir. Y'all be safe out there.
Yeah, man. The Patriots. I don't know what the hell the Patriots are doing against damn Davis Mills. Patriots messed me up. Broncos messed me up. Who else didn't cover? A couple more in there, obviously, but let's see what we got. It's just like a new guy. Craig R.
What's up, Darius? What's up, Antoine? Cowboys fan here. Is it too early for Trayvon Diggs' agent to start talking about big money, long contract with the Dallas Cowboys? Because I want him to stay for a very long time.
Yeah, too early. Only his second year. You know, but I think going into his third year, you'll have a hell of a conversation. But, I mean, he's performing at a very, very high level. If I'm a Cowboys fan, I would want him there forever. I would be trying to lock him up to one of those Tyron Smith deals as well. And I honestly don't see Jerry Jones letting Diggs walk out of that building because he's box office. He's prime time. Byron Jones actually was locked down a couple of years ago, but the one thing he didn't do was turn the ball over, my UConn guy. So he let him walk and go get paid. But Trevon Diggs, he's locked down. He's box office, and he has ball skills to turn that ball over and create those highlights. So not mad at you as a fan wanting to lock him up early. Same thing, probably the same thing Chargers fans are saying with Justin Herbert. Let's get another deal done right now. But second year, he was a second-round pick, I believe. So probably signed a four-year deal. I'm not absolutely positive on that, but he's probably signed a four-year deal. So he'll probably get paid at some point next year. But he's earning it early in his career. He just got to keep balling, man. Through five games, he has six interceptions. He could have had three or four yesterday in that game, but he went up and high-pointed that one. They're going to stop throwing at him soon. Like, he's that good. I heard Rex Ryan talking this morning, and he was talking about, you know, his time with Revis. Somebody, hey, he's like, hey, chill. He ain't that damn good. But he's special, man. When you have a corner that has those ball skills and can give the offense extra possessions and you're giving it to a quarterback like Dak Prescott, like, that's going to significantly increase your chances of winning every ball game. So shout out to Diggs, man. Shout out to Dan Quinn in that defense. A lot of guys are playing well on that defense, and you have to tip your cap to Dan Quinn. He had questions for me coming in. You know, obviously Mike Nolan went in there and stunk it up last year. And I was questioning, you know, hey, was Dan Quinn just riding the wave of that LOB defense? Those, you know, Hall of Famers, Sherman, Earl Thomas, Chancellor, Bennett, and Avery, and those guys are front, Bobby Wagner. And then he went to Atlanta. He didn't have that same success. But coming over to Dallas, he's turned that whole thing around defensively.
and without his, you know, highest paid guy on defense, Marcus Lawrence. So very, very impressed with the job that Dan Quinn is doing over there at Dallas. If I'm a Cowboys fan, finally, finally, you can really root for this team and think that you, I mean, Dallas Cowboys always think they're about to win the Super Bowl, but now you really have something that you can hang your hat on. Like, we got a good defense. And that offense, man, that offense is special as well. A lot of weapons, man. Let's see. We got Zach. We got another question. Let me run through a couple of these mailbags since we got so many.
DB, AB, yo, Goats, man. This is Zach from Kentucky. Can the Chargers go 5-1? Can we beat the Ravens next week and go into our bye week 5-1? That is a crazy four-game stretch. Herbert's the man. Staley's got big old brass set on him going for it fourth down all the time. What y'all think? Herbert for MVP, baby. Let's go. Bolt up.
Oh, Zach, Zach might be in about world row two or three. He sounded like he was early on that train. Chargers fan from Kentucky. I think they're underdogs right now, according to some early lines. I think they're underdogs right now against the Ravens, but I'm riding with them. So damn right, I think they could be 5-1 and beat the Ravens and going into that bye week 5-1. And like you said, a tough stretch, and they got a tough schedule coming up. But I love the coach. I love the quarterback. Now, that rushing defense, a lot of question marks on that rushing defense. And you know what the Ravens do. They run the damn ball. So that's going to be tough. I'm sure their game plan will be to run the damn ball, keep Herbert on the sideline as much as possible. But good question. And my answer is you're damn right. You're damn right they can. So, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, B.
Yo.
There you go. What's happening, man? You know what? I was talking about you earlier and how I don't know if you remember a couple of weeks ago when you was winning, you was smelling your shit, you was talking all that shit. I said, you know, I'm gonna get him back. But then I said, I'm gonna chill. I'm gonna act like I've been there before. You know, this ain't nothing new to me, man. But what's up, man? Welcome. Oh shit, there you go. Yeah, so your internet fucking up today. There you go. Come on, man. Oh shit. I gotta let the spectrum load up. I gotta let it load up. I might get him now. I might get it. I ain't gonna get him, man. I should have left that face up though. Hold on, but let me know when you're ready. Let me get to another one of these questions.
What's up, guys? So my question is a homework question about my Detroit Lions. So us being 0-5, losing games by totals of 8, 18, 2, 10, and 2, I've been in some pretty close games. Played fairly okay, I guess, for the most part. But we have the Bengals, Rams, Eagles, Steelers, and Browns coming up in the next 5 weeks. Will we be 0-10?
If I had to find out where Owen lives in Detroit. So can you be 0-10? You're damn right you can be 0-10. You're damn right, Tone. And, you know, MCDC got up there, man. My guys, man, I just hurt for it, man. Ain't no crying in football. Suck that shit up. Yeah, everybody, oh, man, I just love how much he cares for his guys, man. Everybody care. Damn it. But, I mean, hey, it's a fine line between winning and losing in the National Football League, man. The Lions, they have been playing better. You know what I mean? They have been competing. But for me, you don't get no damn trophy for that. Ain't no participation trophies out here, man. It's the big boys league. Are they playing better? Are they competing? Yes, but I mean, shit, that's the bare minimum. You know, I'm coaching kids. When I was being coached, effort was my coach said, I go get a bum off the street to give me effort to run to the ball.
So they're playing better, but hey, man, you gotta find a way to win a ball game, man. Period. Point blank. Period, man. We are in a results oriented business. Wherever you work, wherever it is you work, I don't give a damn how hard you try. If every time your boss walk in and say, "Hey, did you get that done? Hey, did you get that?" Oh, nah, coach, but. Nah, boss, but nah, ma'am, nah, sir, but you know, I've been trying my ass off. Out of here with that shit, man. I don't want to hear no tears. I don't want to hear that shit, man. But, hey, I like what he's doing as a coach, leading the guys. He cares. He should care. I don't want to beat up on MCDC. But yes, to answer your question, Tone, the Lions can absolutely be 0-10. They're 0-5 right now. They're playing well. Well, I can't rewind. They're 0-5 right now, and they're playing hard. But yeah, man, they can be 0-10, man. Hey, they covered, though. So the Lions, hey, y'all good with me, baby. Y'all covered. I had them cover last week against the Bears. That didn't happen. But they played tough, man. Lost by back-to-back weeks. Not back-to-back weeks, but 50-yard field goals, just like they lost to the Ravens, man. That's tough. Hey, B, what's good?
Man.
You got on a Detroit hat, too, man. You came just in time.
It's been a rough morning this morning, man. But, hey, man, we trying to get through it, man. Got the Spectrum guy walking through the crib trying to get me right, man. B-Butt went 14-1 yesterday. You know what I mean? I got to applaud you on that one, though, because it was a sweet one. You know, I was feeling bad for you for a minute, but
don't feel bad for me. I tell you, we here, baby. Just get warmed up, man. We had
I like
platform.
It. I like it. You know what I'm saying? You two games behind right now, so you back. I like it.
One game behind against the spread. Yeah, man. You came out the gate strong, and you know I got confidence in you. I think you know, because at this point in the season, this is when we really start to figure out who these teams are, who these coaches are. Some of these spreads jump out like, hold on, that don't look right. So I think we'll both, you know, start getting on little heaters here. But I hope some of y'all, a couple people sent me some parlays. They played off my pick, so
that's
I'm happy.
Hey.
I'm happy for you, man. I'm happy.
Hey, I'm happy for everybody. There, man.
Oh shit. I'm also happy for everybody who don't have Spectrum. So if anybody is on this show, I need y'all to spam Spectrum and tell them, hey, y'all love AB, y'all love the Man and Man Pod, but Spectrum is just, I mean, come on. This is Overreaction Monday, man. We're trying to get it. We're trying to do. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. But yeah, man. What else we got, man? Should I get to a mailbag? What are the games are out there? This was a game, my Panthers fans. I'm sorry. All, you know, two of you out there that may be in the chat. I had an apology. I made a public apology on Pat's show a couple weeks ago to Sam Darnold. Because I was pretty tough on the guy. I was pretty tough on the kid. I told everybody he stunk. I did a deep dive into the film and say, hey, this guy stinks. Okay? A lot of people make a lot of excuses for him. It was Adam Gase. It was his line. It was weapon. Hey, I said this guy stinks. And then he came out of the gate 3-0. He looked good. Lost C-Mac. Hey, it's going to be a lot more on his plate now. It's going to be tougher now. We're going to really see, okay, is this guy really improving or is this guy, you know, and boy, woo! Shout out to my dogs, Darius Slay and Steve Nelson out there. They combined for 3 picks. Slay had 2. Nelson had 1. The game sealer, man-to-man alum. I talked to him yesterday. He told me, make sure we're going to have to talk about this on the show. So we definitely going to have him back up here. And I'm definitely going to make a post about what, because he stayed square, broke on Robbie Anderson. Give me that, Darnold. Late on the out route. So there may be a recanting of this apology coming very, very soon. Very, very soon about old Sammy Darnold. Now, he does get C-Mac back next week, but he stinks. He stinks. Spectrum stinks. Sam Darnold stinks. You're back right in time. What was your thoughts on this game? Because you had the Panthers. You were high on that defense and thought that they would bail him out. Darius Slay, the man-to-man alum, Steve Nelson, closed the game. What was your thoughts on that game? You get a chance to check it out?
Yeah, I did, man. The interceptions, man, I definitely wasn't high on that. I'm not going to sit here and say that you're right on the Sam Darnold. I'm not going to say that you're right, but they had the game.
They ain't had shit. That was 14 under there.
They had the game.
Look, man. At best, Sam Darnold is slightly above average quarterback, in my opinion.
Okay.
In my opinion. It's like, which shit? It ain't a bad thing. It ain't a bad
thing. It's not a bad thing.
Slightly above quarterback.
And we talked about that on another previous show where if you get you above average quarterback in the league, you got to build around that. But everybody, you're not going to get a Tom Brady. You're not going to get a Peyton Manning. You're not going to get a Pat Mahomes all the time. So sometimes.
Justin Herbert.
Hold on.
You're a little staticky. Hold on. You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Hold on.
Yo.
I'm getting static on the feedback, but yeah. So what you said? I said you got to bench your Herbert when you start listing quarterbacks like that. You know, after Chip Brady.
Hey, I'm about to get Spectrum to come in and make a guest appearance.
You have his ass walking there so we can all fire his ass up. This shit, man, they gotta just get that fiber wire and put it right up under, because I know them cribs out there. Everybody just need their own fiber wire out there, cuz. Y'all got your own, you know, estates. Just go ahead and tell them to get you right, man. Tell them you got a business to run over here, man. They got time for that.
Man.
If people want to hear what AB got to say. Even though that shit be dead ass wrong.
Sometimes. That boy deep butt on shit today.
Hey, man, I woke up. I went to Starbucks, man. I usually get my caramel macchiato, a little extra caramel drizzle, oat milk. I said, nah, just let me get a double espresso on ice, 2 pumps of caramel. Yeah, I need to be wired. I'm right.
Hey, I like it. You know, I had my day. Today's your day, man. And, you know, I'm going to let you have that.
Yeah, man. Oh, you ain't let me have shit. You ain't let me have shit, man. Hey, man, but you know, I've been there before, so I'm gonna act like I've been there before. But yeah, man. So you still feel like so going? It's a long season left. They got 11 games left, but you still feel confident in your local quarterback because you are a Carolina guy now. So. You got a somewhat root for the Panthers, man. So you still feel confident, you know what I mean, that they got the guy that they can build around to compete with?
Yeah, I think they still can compete. Like I said, some of the players kind of, you know, obviously with C-Mac going out, you know, I think we was going to really see like, okay, well, what is Sam Darnold going to do? Because, you know, he was relying a lot on C-Mac. But I still think with the defense that they have, I think they still can do some things. But, again, like you said, it can't continue to be the same story each and every Monday. So we're going to have to see how they can come out and how they can perform.
Yeah, man. He got a good young play caller in Joe Brady. He's got a good defense. And you got weapons around him. So, you know, even with C-Mac being out, shit, Chubb, I mean, Hubbard gave him over 100. You know, he did decent. DJ Moore been doing his thing. Got to get Anderson more involved. Still got weapons around him. So I don't think he's a guy, obviously, to build around and compete. Like I said, I think he could be an average quarterback at best. But in this league, that ain't going to win you shit. It's too many gangsters out there in the season under center in these days to have a guy. They already picked up his fifth-year option. So they're not going to be picking high in the draft because they're going to win at least 7-8 ball games this year. So we'll see, man. They came out the gate early. But yeah, that shit stank, man. But shoot, now that you're here, man, the people probably tired of hearing my voice. Let me let you holler at the people for a couple minutes.
Come man, back. Y'all tap in with me, man.
I'll hot to them and let you know right now.
Hey, that boy, D-Buck. D-Buck went 14-1 yesterday. He's feeling good, as he should. He's been taking a wild beating all year. So I respect that. Again, you know, I guess, you know, D-Buck back off the Sam Darnold train. I'm not going to rock with him, but like I said, he still can do some things for the Carolina Panthers. So y'all put some questions in here, man. Y'all holler at me. Hope y'all weekend was good. Weekend was good. Nick Riley Popovich, weekend was extremely good. I had a good time. Hey, B, you seen the highlight? You snatching a Flacco pass been circulating on Twitter. Nah, I ain't seen that one. You got to send that to me, brother. Bama did take that L, and I wasn't. I don't think anybody was expecting that. I've said it all year. I'm like, Bama, man, they got a cheat code over there. Nick Saban got a factory over there. That's the way them guys go out there and ball each and every Saturday. But with them losing this weekend, man, it shakes some things up, man. Georgia might be that mob. They might be that mob. I know I don't watch a whole lot of college football, but I have seen Georgia. And they look good. Hey, it's better to be late than don't show up at all, man. What's up, baby? Man, Tone, this Spectrum internet is worse than your lines. And it's not too many things that's worse than your lines, but this Spectrum internet, shit giving me gray hairs. And I rock the baldy. We got to do something. Gunner, man, I have a lot of Chicago Bears, my homeboys, man. They're Chicago Bears fans, and I tell them all the time, like, you know, I've been betting against them week after week. And I said, look, the defense, championship caliber defense. I can say nothing wrong about that Chicago defense. They get it done. I'm still not sold. I'm not jumping on that Bears train yet. Just feel as though, you know, the offense is still a little suspect. Justin Fields, he's doing his thing, getting them going. Obviously, David Montgomery, he's out, but, you know, he's doing his thing. I'm still not sold on the offense, but the defense, Gunner, A1. I like him. I like it. Man, what else is going on? Tom Olsen, what does it say about the Browns blowing 2 second-half double-digit leads to playoff-caliber teams? That says a lot. It says a lot. Like, you got to be able to keep them leads. When you got a team down, you got to keep them down. You got to finish the game. It's four quarters. You got to play four quarters, as you know we always talk about. So the Browns, man, they started off hot. They got to get back
Couldn't get off the field.
Yeah, they got to get back. They got to get back to it.
Couldn't get off the field third down, man. Third and fourth down. Because think about Staley and a lot of these teams, honestly, if you got a good quarterback, It's a fourth down revolution going on in the NFL. Like, that's just another down for these guys now. And Browns couldn't get off their offense. I mean, Browns scored 42 points, had 532 yards, zero turnovers. First team in NFL history, including the playoff, to lose when having either 40 points and zero turnovers or 40 points, 500 yards, and zero turnovers. They must have been playing against a god at quarterback or something. But Herbert, man, what did you say the first time I told you Herbert was that dude?
What'd I say?
I don't know.
Said you gotta show me more. I just don't crown. I ain't gonna crown him.
Yet on your list? He top five yet? This dude really thinking about it right now.
Right now, you can be top five, top ten. Let me see. You got Tom. You got A-Rod.
I never argue Tom.
Yeah, you got Tom. You got A-Rod. You got Pat Mahomes. You got Josh Allen. You got Lamar. So, I mean, he's in that top ten. He in that top ten argument.
Disrespectful.
What's up, Tommy? He that top 10 argument. I'm not going to crown him as the best quarterback to ever do it.
Nah, I mean, he's the best quarterback.
He's not best in the game right now. Like, so
who's best right now in the game?
He's probably not the best in the division right now.
Who the best quarterback in the game right now?
Man.
Because you know this is a what have you done for me lately type of league.
Tom Brady, you seen what he did yesterday.
Type of show. Tom Brady, hey, I'm not
going to yesterday.
I ain't gonna argue with that. I'm not arguing with that.
So what you talking about?
I ain't going to argue with that.
Oh, okay. But nah, the young boy,
you say Tom Herbert. Brady, that's you pulling out the ace of spades right there. Tom Brady, hey.
Now, that's what I'm saying, but the young boy balling. But I just, you know, for me, sitting, I'm just not going to. You know, he's doing some great things. I just can't put the crown on him right now.
Oh, shit.
Man, I can.
He's that guy. If I got to pick one quarterback to go team the next 10 years to lead my team, it's that guy, Justin Patrick Herbert. But, you know, we talked about him enough today. What other game you want to talk about, man?
Man, hold on. Somebody just asked me if I watched that Fury and Wilder fight.
Oh man, I forgot about that.
I don't know how you forgot about that. I think Tone just asked about that.
Yeah, well,
man, did you catch it?
I caught it. I had the underdog going into it. I had Wilder at plus 260. I paid for the fight and I got my money's worth. I got my $80 worth. It was a good fight. What was it? Four knockdowns altogether. You know, Wilder came out swinging. But after probably the first round, like, hey, if he don't knock Fury out in the first three, four rounds, it's gonna be over for him because he'd be dead ass tired.
Dead tired. And then again, you gotta think about it.
Man.
Fury not a little dude, man. So with him. With Phil leaning on you, you got to get him off you.
280.
Yo, like that weighs on you. That hurts. You know what I mean? But that boy, I know Wilder, he ain't stand a chance.
You knew it coming in?
Man, do you see the last fight?
I did. You can't say he didn't stand a chance, though, just because. And it only takes one punch.
Yeah,
it only takes one. He actually knocked Fury. Yeah, he took.
He took more than one. Hey, he went out like a champ though. But hey,
he went out on his shield. He went out on his shield. The boys are brawling, man. They were brawling. So that's what you can ask for, especially in the heavyweight division. But you don't call three L's. At this point, like he's just a better guy. He's the better fighter.
Leave that bully alone. You see that bully in the hallway, you turn and walk the other way. Leave that bully alone.
You got to crown him, man. It's some bad blood there. I know after the fight, Fury was saying, you know, he didn't really show sportsmanship. And he went over and tried to,
you know, whatever. I mean, you know, it is what it is.
But, nah, man, bro. You know, nah, you take nah, three L's, what man. It is. You took three L's, man. Say, look, I respect it, man.
Shake that man's hand.
Take hey, I respect like it. Man. You know what I mean?
But yeah, it's tough, man. It's tough. I mean, he looked like he was in shape, Wilder.
Oh yeah.
But he just still the boxing, man. He just not, and it wasn't like Fury was boxing either. Fury is a much better boxer, in my opinion. But Fury was punching too. He was but that last knockout, boy.
Woo!
That boy was sleep, boy. Ref caught that. He caught that shit before he even hit the ground.
He hit the ground, yeah.
Woo! But yeah, that's one of them. You don't even want to see a fourth fight in that one.
No, hell no.
That's done. That trilogy, that chapter is closed. You know, I took Wilder, but you know, he took an L. Be like that sometime.
Yeah, it do. But
it'd back be like there. That sometime.
Back to football. You talk about that Kansas City Buffalo game last night?
Yeah, we could go back into it. We were both on the right side of this one. We both took Buffalo with the points. They were the underdog in this one. Honestly, they should have been the favorite. See, this is one of them games that watching both teams, I don't know, maybe Vegas just thought Buffalo was playing weak opponents and, you know, Patrick Mahomes in offense. But, I mean, at best, I thought the Chiefs would have won a close one.
Yeah.
But this is kind of – you called it with the Kansas City defense and how they've been looking, how many yards they've been giving up, and Josh Allen came out and looked like Josh Allen once again.
Yeah. Yeah, like you said, man, I think that was one the main reason why I thought Buffalo was going to go in there and get the job done, just because of the Kansas City defense and just how they've been looking this year. I thought it was going to be a high-scoring game, a closer game than what it was. But Buffalo, man, it looked like they're the real deal. Continue to put them points on the board. Defense, opportunistic, you know, creating turnovers. So I like what I'm seeing over there and Buffalo.
Yes, sir, absolutely. Let's get to another mailbag.
So, fellas, Mikey, NFL fan from England. I was at a game yesterday at Tottenham. My question is, Zach Wilson a bust already after five games? Not having Becton there probably doesn't help. Is he a bust? Was he the second best quarterback in the draft? I'm going to say no to that. What do you guys think?
Shout out to Mikey from across the pond. First and foremost, going to the game. NFL is growing. They're going to have a game in Germany and some other places. I just know Germany because that's where the kid was born. Shout out to Mikey from over there in England. Went to the game. You want to answer that one first? Is Zach Wilson a bust after five games?
After five games, I cannot sit here and say he's a bust after five games. I can't say that. Obviously, it's going to be some growing pains. I think we kind of talked about this before. Just with when you have a rookie quarterback, you got to expect these type of things, right? You know, you have some good games where he had last week, and you have some bad games. That he's had. But to say that a young guy is a bust after five games, I can't agree with that. Obviously, some things that he has to improve on individually as a player. But then as a team, there's some things that they got to improve on, because in that game yesterday against the Falcons, they damn well could have won that game. Just as far as, you know, just situational football, not being able to get off the field on a third and 13. There was just a lot of things in that game where they could have capitalized on that, but I don't see him as a bust. But he definitely got to put some work in.
Yeah, I don't think they could have won that game. Matt Ryan played well. Kyle Pitts ball.
It was 27-20. Like, they definitely could have won.
They came back. They made it look better than it was. I liked the Falcons easy in that one, especially with all the circumstances surrounding.
But that doesn't mean that the Jets couldn't have won just because you liked the Falcons.
They stink. Zach Wilson stinks.
Shit. Atlanta stinks. What you talking? Like, Atlanta stinks. Kyle Pitts had a day. Kyle Pitts had a day.
Finally had a day.
Yeah, Kyle Pitts had a day. But if you watch that entire game, the Jets blew plenty of opportunities. Because, like, I thought the Atlanta Falcons was going to be the Atlanta Falcons that we've grown to know. And I just thought, I'm like, hey, the Jets, it was 3rd and 13. Get off the field.
Yeah, first, we need to go back a little bit and apologize to Mikey, too, for sending those two teams over there. I'm sure we'll send two more trash over there.
Hey, but now nah, they both do the real for real. Yeah.
Who plays in London this week? It was good to wake up to some early football, though. Now it's 9:30 football, got an early game. But Zach Wilson, I definitely can't say he's a bust. 5 games into it. I say you got to give guys, you know, a couple years at least, especially at the quarterback position. The Jets were picking number 2 for a reason. You know, talented. I think he also asked, was he the 2nd best quarterback in his draft? My answer to that question is no. And that's been my answer to the question from before the draft. I thought Trevor Lawrence was the best one. I thought Justin Fields was kind of right behind him. And then I actually had Zach Wilson 5th out of those top 5 that went. And I probably kind of still had that same ranking, but his top and what people fell in love with is, oh, he's the next Mahomes. He's the next Aaron Rodgers. He can make the wild play. He has that arm. But in the league, playing the quarterback position, you got to get good at repeatedly making those routine throws, man, the checkdowns, the intermediate, the dig routes, the outbreakers, like the routine things. And then when you need to be special, you be special. And he obviously has shown glimpses of it, and that's why he went number 2. But way too early to say he's a bust. But right now he does think. Right now he does think. I know my man, either Gump or Tom, I'm not sure, has a bet that he's going to throw the most interceptions in the league this year. And that's looking good. He's on pace to throw 30-plus with 17 games this season. But Peyton Manning threw 28 his rookie year. You know, it happens. Terry Bradshaw threw 24 in the 70s. So it's going to happen. You're going to have your growing pains.
Definitely.
He stinks right now, but I definitely won't say he's a bust. But good question. I like that y'all overreacting over there in London, too, man. I like that.
No, great question. Great question.
I like that, man. So it's Tone. Tone Diggs had the bet with shout out Tone. Shout out to Hammer Down guys. What else we got to talk about, man? I saw some
Jimmy Dean just asked a question.
Jimmy Dean.
Why are defense leaving unathletic safeties one-on-one against receivers in this newly popular Cover 4, Diggs versus Sorensen? So I don't think Cover 4 is not newly popular. I know on the show, if I had the
– yeah, you talked about this a lot.
Yeah, we talked about this a lot. You know, that would be my go-to defense, Cover 4. But like in every defense, there's a weakness, right? You got your strengths, you got your weaknesses. And at times, depending on the route concept and, you know, depending on what's going on within the play, your safety is going to be left on the receiver. Safeties get paid. Obviously, you want your cover guys to be covering most of the time. But at the end of the day,
part of the job description.
It's part of the job description, exactly. So when your safety is on a receiver, they got to make plays. They got to make plays.
That's a fact. And Sorensen, he's had a rough and shit. He got beat deep by the tight end, Knox, when they get. But it's gonna happen in the league. And you know, that's a sign of a good coordinator sometimes too, dialing up those matchups and putting those safeties in that position. But that's part of it, man. Part of the job. That's part of the job at some point. Just like a running back. Running backs, they get drafted. They want to run and do things. But at some point, you know, you're going to have to pick up a Myles Garrett or somebody that blitz wide open through that A-gap or help chip and do some things. And shit, you got to do it. It's part of it.
Got to.
Part of it, man. But Dirty Dan having a rough one this year.
Man, it be like what else that. Got?
Yeah, it do be like that. It do be like that. Any other good question, man? Oh, tonight's game. People want to talk about tonight's game. Are we picking tonight's game? We already picked it.
I hate it has to be like this. You know, obviously, coaches, that's our mob. I hate it has to be this way. But as you can see.
as you can see, we picked it. You know, you keep your heart off the ticket. You know, I went.
Got you.
I think it was a couple weeks ago. I went with the Colts. You know, and I feel great about it. But I had to go with them. Coming off their first win of the season, though, they could be turning things around. They played Lamar tough last year, but going into this game, taking the Ravens on prime time to win it in the cover, the spread was 7 points. And you can see that we're both on the same page. I'm not sure if the line has moved at all. But this is what we picked. This is what we locked in at, the 7 point. That's where we're at, man. You know, hopefully this will be a situation where we dead ass wrong.
Hey, G.I. Joe said it.
Yeah, no, last time you both picked against the Colts, we beat the dog. Hey, there you go.
Maybe we got to keep doing the same. Maybe we got to keep doing it.
There you go. But I picked against Lamar. Actually messed up one of my parlays last week. I picked the Broncos over him. So, yeah, I had that little fake back injury not fooling me no more. No. Good question. I'm glad y'all sending these questions to the mailbag too, man. I'm glad we got to, what did we get, the 4 or 5 of them? Oh, we got one more. One more, G.I. Joe, matter of fact.
What up, baby? What up, DB? This is G.I. Joe. I was just curious on if you could have gone to a bigger school, would you have chosen to do that? And then what more and what less opportunities would come with going to a bigger school, because you would have a higher competition level, so therefore you might not get as much play time. You might have more recruits coming in, so later on, like if you're like a senior, didn't get drafted, and then you might get switched over. Is that something that you would think about? Is it something that you were worried about? Is that something that you would have changed, or you would have gotten to a portal and switched schools?
Good question. You want to start?
Yeah, good question. Hey, I would say for me, man, I think my situation was perfect for me. You know, obviously going to a bigger school, I think that's what we all grow up, and that's kind of what where we envision ourselves being at. But reality is that I just feel as if I would have went to a bigger school. Sometimes you can get lost in the shuffle, right? So me going to Howard, I was able to perform for 3 years. Now, you know, you have some guys that comes in at big schools and they started the true freshman or sophomore or red shirt, whatever the case may be. But for me, I think me going to a smaller school would pay dividends for me. As coaches always say, if you can play, they'll find you, right? Obviously going to a bigger school, you know, you're gonna get more notoriety, you're gonna be on TV, you're gonna be playing the big games. The scouts are gonna be there each and every week because your teammates are gonna be balling as well. So it'll be more eyes on you, but I wouldn't change it for the world.
Perfectly said, but your ass would have went to Florida State though if they would have offered you. I already know, because I know I would have went to UM if they would have offered me. So going back, if I had the opportunity, yes, to answer your question, I would have went to a bigger school. But just like AB, it ended up working out perfectly for me. Even in high school, I had opportunities to go to a bigger high school, but I ended up going to the one that I got enrolled at and was kind of a big fish in a small pond at that point. And then still, you know, flew under the radar because of that. Went to UConn. Like AB said, if you could play, they could find you. And that was, we played before, you know, huddle and, you know, you could put your highlights and send your tapes to everybody. Half my games, I can't even find video of them. But you know what I mean? So that's what these coaches and these recruiting departments get paid to do, is to go out all over the country and find talent. So if you're a player, if you're a young kid, you know, I'm not a fan of, you know, jumping from school to school and trying to find the perfect situation. For me, it's really about you putting in that work. And you having that mentality and you building that confidence in yourself that, hey, wherever I end up, I'm still going to get to that same destination. And, you know, I don't want to speak for AB, but I'm sure he had that mindset or he wouldn't have made it to the NFL and played for 14 years. I know I had that mindset regardless of what school I went to or ended up at. I knew I was going to end up in the league. So continue putting that work in, you know, challenging yourself. And, you know, that's how you build that confidence, man.
No matter
where you end up, man. But it's give and take with everything. Big schools, like you said, you do get more notoriety, you do get more hype, you know, you get that hype machine behind you. And then small schools, you know, you more so gotta get it out the mud. You may have only three games on TV or two games on TV or two or three games against big time wide receivers, quarterbacks, et cetera. And if you don't show up those games, those could hurt you. So, you know, kind of, I don't know. I like it though. Pressure make diamonds, baby.
Yeah, shout out to my Howard Bison, man. Shout out to my Howard Bison. Was on ESPNU this past Friday, man. We had to shut out against Morgan State. Two game win streak, man.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to the Bison.
Shout out to the Bison, man. Then I think Edge's son, EJ Edrin James' son, just committed.
Yep, he just committed to Howard.
Shout out to y'all, man. But yeah, man, make sure y'all send your questions to the mailbag for Thursday. We're going to have a guest on this Thursday as well. But send your questions, man. I enjoy answering the questions, especially video questions, man. I like them, man. Appreciate y'all. Appreciate the question. Appreciate y'all tapping in. It's week five, man. A lot of ball left. You know, tell a friend to tell a friend, man. We'll be back on Thursday. Same place, same time. We gone.
Peace.